Growing from boy to man, he was alone a good deal of the time. Days came often when he was by himself all the time, except at breakfast and supper hours in the cabin home. In some years, more of his time was spent in loneliness than in the company of other people. It happened, too, that this loneliness, he knew, was not like that of people in cities who can look from a window on streets where faces pass and repass. It was the wilderness loneliness he became acquainted with. He lived with trees, with the bush wet with shining raindrops, with the burning bush of autumn. The faces of open sky and weather, the axe which is a one-man instrument, these he had for companions, books, friends, talkers, chums of his endless changing thoughts. His moccasined feet in the winter time knew the white spaces of snow drifts piled in queer shapes against timber slopes or blown in levels across the fields of last year's cut corn stalks. In the summertime, his bare feet toughened in the gravel of green streams, while he laughed back to the chatters of blue jays in the red haw trees, or while he kept his eyes ready in the slough grass for the cowsnake, the rattler, the copperhead. He rested between spells of work in the springtime, when the upward push of the coming out of the new grass can be heard, and in autumn weeks, when the rustle of a single falling leaf lets go a whisper that a listening ear can catch. And so he grew.